Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across Israel. Tel Aviv is seeing clear skies, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze, a pleasant evening to step outside and enjoy the night air. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports, just in that despite no formal agreements, plans for Gaza demilitarization have started. The IDF is intensifying its operations there. Also, Israel Hayom notes that former Mossad officials are pushing for stronger strikes against Hezbollah in Lebanon while advising caution against full-scale war. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that the father of Malki Roth, killed in the Sparrow bombing, is urging pressure on Jordan to bring her killer to justice. Separately, JTA highlights concerns from analysts that the most likely outcome between the US and Iran is continued stalemate. And finally, in a report from I-24 News, it stated that negotiations between Israel and Lebanon may face challenges, with ongoing tensions likely to persist. Break time is at 10 to 10 MS. From social media, here's what people are saying online. Michal Kotler-Wunsch, an Israeli politician, posted minutes ago questioning claims of famine in Gaza, citing UNICEF reports on malnutrition. Al Arabiya English shared insights from journalist John O'Hayes, who criticized the current ceasefire as ineffective amid ongoing tensions. Honest Reporting, an organization monitoring media bias, reported that two Israeli soldiers were killed by a Hezbollah IED in southern Lebanon, raising concerns about Hezbollah's tactics. Now for more on those stories, starting with Israel Hayom's reporting. Plans for Gaza's demilitarization are progressing. The IDF is enhancing its targeted operations, suggesting a shift towards tighter security measures. This comes amid ongoing negotiations that have yet to yield signed agreements. The move reflects Israel's strategic focus on reducing threats from Gaza. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's coverage, former Mossad official Oded Elam advocates for decisive action against Hezbollah in Lebanon. He warns of the risks of escalating into a broader conflict. Elam's comments highlight the delicate balance Israel seeks in addressing security threats without provoking a wider war. Meanwhile, according to JTA, the father of Malki Roth, a victim of the Sparrow bombing 25 years ago, calls for increased pressure on Jordan. He seeks justice for the killer, reportedly free in Jordan. This plea underscores the enduring impact of past terror attacks on Israeli families and the complexities of international justice. Finally, I-24 News reports on the diplomatic front between the US and Iran. Analysts suggest that despite ongoing negotiations, both sides are likely to remain in a stalemate. This situation affects regional stability and underscores the challenges in achieving diplomatic breakthroughs in the Middle East. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Unity has sold Supersonic, an Israeli mobile game company, to Triple Dot for $40 million. This sale is part of Unity's ongoing strategy to divest assets from its 2022 merger with IronSource. Separately, Mariv Business highlights new advancements in laser hair removal technology, which have now reached Lod. This development marks continued innovation in personal care technology and its expansion in Israel. And finally, Globes reports that Israeli businessman Gad Zevi has signed a memorandum of understanding to acquire Gadot, a partner in Haifa Port, for $550 million. This deal could significantly impact trade and economic activity in the region. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.